With respect to the meditations, do two meditations every day of 10 minutes each. Start with the aspiration prayer, then do 3 minutes of open awareness, 5 minutes of the contemplation that has been recommended, and then end with 2 minutes of open awareness. And now to just describe those points in a little more detail. The aspiration prayer is what we will be concentrating in these meditations with respect to the four boundless qualities, and that is that of love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And that aspiration prayer is, may all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. So every time we start with that aspiration prayer. And then 3 minutes of open awareness. This is really remaining in the present moment. What you do is you sit in the 7 points of Arutana. If that is too difficult, then do as best as you can, or just simply sit normally with your back straight, but not leaning against anything. And the reason that we should have our back straight is that there's a relation to our channels and energies and our mind. And what we mean by remaining in the present moment is just sitting there and keeping your mind present. Don't follow any thoughts. Don't get involved in any thoughts. And also don't push away any thoughts. For instance, we might be sitting there and we're in awareness, and then we hear a noise. We just hear the noise. Don't follow the noise. Don't chase after the noise. Just recognize there's that noise and just stay in the present, aware of what's going on around you. If you see somebody or something, you see it, but don't get involved in it. Don't think, oh, who is that? I wonder what they're doing. You see, we're getting involved in all sorts of stories of the mind. As soon as we become aware that we're getting lost in thought again or involved in thought, then we just bring ourselves back to the present. For instance, I might be sitting there and then I start thinking, oh, it's already 10 o'clock and I'm really hungry. I wonder if I should start eating. And then you realize, oh, you notice I'm in this thought. You bring yourself back to the present. And as best as you can, stay aware in the present moment. Not in a dull state where you don't see or hear anything. It's almost like a sleepy state. You're not aware of anything. It's a state that is very awake, is very alert, and has awareness. And then the 5 minutes of contemplation. And the contemplation for these 5 minutes, for the next few days, is to just contemplate or be aware of the fact that you would like to have happiness and all the causes of happiness. This wish of ours that inherently every single one of us wants to be happy and we don't want to suffer. Now we are contemplating the happy part of it. Just being aware of our own wish to be happy. Why do we embark on so many activities? Because of our desire to be happy. Why do we get involved in relationships? Why do we seek fame or fortune or wealth or status? Why do we go to the pub? Why do we do some sport? Why do we go to work? Because all of these activities we believe will be a means to enable us to achieve our desire of wishing to be happy. Just being aware of this fact and just accepting it. And while you're in these 5 minutes of meditation, you can also recite that one line to yourself. Recite it as quickly as you want, as slowly as you want, with the awareness that you wish to have happiness. Recite, may I have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May I have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May I have happiness and all the causes of happiness. And then after that, finish off with another 2 minutes of open awareness, just remaining in the present. And when you finish, to do the dedication. And the dedication is, may all beings attain omniscience, having defeated the enemies of wrongdoings in the turbulent waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. May we all be liberated from the ocean of the suffering of samsara. And then as post-meditation, during your day, in whatever you're doing, just be aware of this wish of ours, and that everything that we're doing, that we have this wish to be happy. And the second post-meditation practice is in the morning and in the evening, think about something that you are grateful for. And this really can be anything. It could be for the people in your life. It could be for the support you have. It could be for your health, for your food, for the fact that you have a place to stay, the fact that you can breathe, or for the oxygen we have, or the water we have. It can be appreciation and gratitude for anything you choose.